Residents of Lawnville were in court this week, arguing that the decision by then City Common Council to rezone land for an expanded Spruce Lake Industrial Park was not done in an unbiased and open-minded way, and that it did not follow the city's own municipal plan. Lawnville residents Shane Galbraith, Chris Watson and Adam Wilkins presented their evidence in the judicial review at St John Law Courts on Tuesday, September 1st. The rezoning decision was made in July 2025, when the City Common Council at the time voted unanimously to rezone the land in Lawnville to heavy industrial after four separate evenings of public hearings and multiple meetings of the Community Liaison Committee set up to consult with local residents. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Chris Watson in advance of the hearing about their arguments and their hopes of returning the rezoning to the Common Council.
We've been pushing back against industrial encroachment in Lawnville for over 2 years now with the proposed expansion of the Spruce Lake Industrial Park. Most recently, there's been an announcement of a hyperscale data center and a gas plant to go in next to our community. That's undergoing the environmental impact assessment process. And apparently there's a lot of other potential developments come into the proposed park expansion in the fairly near future, hydrogen manufacturing and things like that. So the public hearing occurred in May till July 2025. That was a municipal public hearing for municipal plan amendments and bylaw amendments to enable the redesignation of 1,591 acres of land to heavy industrial in Lawnville, next to our community, 150 meters from our community. And so in court tomorrow, that's we filed a judicial review for council's decision to approve these municipal plan and bylaw amendments back in July 2025. And so we filed this judicial review in August, September, October 2025. And over the past year, we've kind of been going through gathering evidence and filing affidavits and going through case management conferences. And finally, our hearing dates are set for tomorrow. And we'll give our arguments tomorrow. And then the city will give their counter arguments on Wednesday. And then I don't know if the judge will reach a decision on Wednesday. Often these types of decisions, it's a judge takes some time to think about it and provides a written decision maybe a few days later. The official applicants are myself and Adam Wilkins and Shane Galbraith. We've been involved with Save Lawnville from the beginning. The motivation for filing in the first place stemmed from community meetings and community feedback and what the community wanted to do. And this is the route the community of Lawnville wanted to go.
The Common Council did spend some hours kind of listening to concerns, but obviously came to their decision. I mean, what are your arguments now bringing it to the court?
Yeah, so we filed on two main grounds. The first ground was whether the council decision-making process was procedurally fair. And we're asking the question whether certain specific councillors had already made up their minds before the public hearing was complete. And so whether council's decision was reasonable under the requirements of the city's municipal plan. A councillor can't go into a public hearing with a closed mind, with their mind already made up. And so we're asking a question, like, as you said, there was some community consultation, but the question is a councillor's state of mind, whether thinking about whether a proposed plan can go forward at all or how that proposed plan can go forward at all. So they can be open to making changes to that proposed plan, but they also have to be open to saying no to the plan altogether. And so that's one of the questions we're asking. Second ground is unreasonableness. So unreasonableness would be council made their decision without providing adequate justification that met some of the specific requirements in the municipal plan itself. So we look at requirements of, there's already some land designated heavy industrial in Lawnville, and there's a requirement in the municipal plan that says you can't change the future land use of the city if you already have adequate land available. And so that's an example of one specific aspect of the municipal plan we're looking at. And then there's environmental policies in the plan that we'll look at as well. And so those are the two main grounds we're filing on. And so in the end, we're asking the court to quash the zoning and the municipal plan amendments and send the matter back to council for a new decision and a public hearing. So I hope this decision does go our way tomorrow and it does get quashed and the whole process restarts, then the community would be involved in the planning and consultation process from step one.
I suppose whichever way the decision goes, it will mean more work for the people of Lawnville. I just wonder if you have any more comments about that, about what the next steps might be.
Yeah, more a lot more work to be done, but we have a lot more publicity, I guess, than we had a year ago, and a lot more help from outside the community. It's going to be more work from the community, and fortunately, that over the since this data center was announced, the city and Envision SJ and St. John Industrial Park went on about how this will be a green, clean, and non-emitting industrial park. And yeah, here we see the very first development as this massive emitter. So it's extremely disappointing. There's been a lot of folks from outside the community that have stepped up and taken on some central roles in pushing it back against the more so the data center specifically, push back against an industrial encroachment in general for our community. So we have a lot more publicity, I guess, than we had a year ago, and a lot more help from outside the community, from different organizations around the province and even outside the province who've expressed an interest in our fight here. And so I think we're well equipped to keep fighting going forward.
After the Lawnville residents provided their arguments in court, the following day, Wednesday, September 2nd, the city's legal representative, Jonathan O'Kane, responded, arguing that the city's decision was a reasonable one to make and the process procedurally fair, arguing that it did follow municipal plans and followed procedures in an unbiased manner. O'Kane noted that the city councillors can have and express opinions and still be unbiased in their approach, and that the municipal plan constitutes policies rather than specific proposals, and as such can be amended. O'Kane conveyed the city's arguments as to why the specific location in Lawnville was selected, claiming that other locations were unsuitable. Additionally, he stated that the city went above and beyond to provide residents opportunities to engage in the discussions, and that the city offered benefits and made concessions to the people of Lawnville, including increased buffers, limiting the types of industry allowed, and ensuring strict risk assessments would be required. O'Kane argued that options are still open to the public through democratic means by lobbying the city for new restrictions and changes to zoning bylaws. Following the hearing, Chris Watson, Adam Wilkins, and finally Shane Galbraith spoke to Local 107.3 FM about their impressions of the judicial process.
We're happy with how it went. We submitted our arguments, and I think we made all our arguments fairly coherently, and it looks like the judge understood them, and we'll wait for a decision. We're representing the community, I guess. It's unfortunate that it got to this point, and we certainly don't want to be in court and taking time out of our lives and away from families and all that to make these arguments, but we feel like it's necessary, and we're happy we did so. And no matter the results, we're just grateful we had the opportunity to make our case that this was an unfair and unjust process.
I think it actually went better than I was expecting, just because we're not lawyers. I think we did actually get some good points across. I guess hard enough for us to understand this, where we are not land use planners, city staff, all of that. That's not our expertise. And then we have to try and convey this to a judge who also does not understand this. It's kind of everyone's at a disadvantage, but I think, as everyone said, we all kind of worked well together. I mean, yes, we might be frustrated and have animosity with the city, but in terms of the legal process, I think we all worked well together and wasn't hostile, just happy to have the opportunity to do this. I mean, we're over 2 years into this now, and it just keeps going.
It's quite a bit to put on a smaller community to understand exactly what's happening. It takes quite a bit of time to do that. The process really wasn't fair. If you can take a piece of ground that's 50% wetlands and still proceed with whatever you want to build on it, there's no protection at all. The only option for us really was to go the judicial review route. There's no other appeal process in place for council's planning decisions and designations. And if it's followed through on the way they think it will be, I mean, it'll be devastating for the Warrenville community and for the natural environment. So that's why I think the community took a stand and fought as hard as they could. I think a good case was made, and we'll have to leave it with the judge and see what her decision is.
Local 107.3 FM reached out to the City of St John for any comments on the judicial review. In response, the city stated that it respects the judicial review process and the right of individuals and community groups to seek judicial review of municipal decisions. As the matter is currently before the court, there will be no further comment at this time. A decision will be reached by the judge presiding over the judicial review, Judge Catherine Gregory, at a time yet to be determined. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is IONICO for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.